You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everyone, welcome to the UFD Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Bowles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com on the SB Nation Network. And it's just me again tonight. Figured I'd somehow squeezed in just a few minutes after round one. And that was I don't want to say a disaster, but it certainly wasn't anything we were expecting after round one. I would be remiss if I didn't come on here real quick and give you some positive, fun stuff from rounds two and three. Notre Dame had a huge night, and it really was. I mean, they can really pat themselves on the back for, for producing this fantastic night. Notre Dame ended up with, no picks in the first round, but still ended up with five picks in the top 100. In that stretch from pick number 42 to pick number 95. So let's start from the beginning. We do need to start with the first round, and that was that we were expecting Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah to go in the first round, whether it was Vegas or Washington or somewhere between, 16, 17 and like 25. That obviously didn't happen. So he's on the top of everyone's boards as best player available, best player available. And that's fantastic. So we're expecting him to go pretty quickly in the second round. That didn't exactly happen. So what did happen was Notre Dame's first player named was offensive tackle Liam Eichenberg, and he went with pick number 42 to the Miami Dolphins. Kind of a little bit of a surprise, in the way that, you're expecting Wu to be the first one called, but it really started dipping down, into those picks and, Liam Eichenberg is a guy who I have been tooting his horn for quite a long time here saying, this is a first round guy. It's the first round guy. Whether you put him at right tackle or even if you move him inside of the guard, this is a first round type of a talent. So Miami got a really good, got kind of a steal there themselves. So then just six picks later, the NFL comes calling again for offensive line, not for Wu. We're still waiting on Wu. This time the San Francisco 49ers take Aaron Banks, offensive guard Aaron Banks. They're going to send him out to the Bay Area. He hooks up with Mike McGlinchey, former Irish great. And, hey, another good pick. The guy is a road grader as a run blocker. I think he is undervalued in pass blocking, and I think his athleticism is undervalued. I think that's the thing they pick on him the most about. But for being a guy his size, I think he moves around pretty well. If you go and watch the film, I don't see, like huge red flags. He did have, foot injury early in his career. And that kind of, when you're that big, that takes a minute. So we're rolling 42. We're off to the races, man. We got some guys on the board. We're starting to feel good about ourselves, but we're still where in the hell is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah going to go? So it wasn't very long after Banks that we got our answer. And it was the Cleveland Browns, the up-and-coming Cleveland Browns, getting the absolute steal of the draft in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, picking him at number 52 overall. you know, what it was a pretty crazy ride. And no one can really explain, you know, how and why, you know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah dropped where he did. Now, Matt Miller went to Twitter and tried to answer it. He said he reached out to a few scouts. Here are their replies. Scheme fit is really hard. No linebacker coaches at his pro day. He's 214 pounds. Mental lapses, not fast. Tape is fun, doesn't translate. I'm not sure what they're watching, but it does not make sense. Scheme fit is really hard. You know what? If you can't find a fucking scheme, and I'm not the only one, everyone's saying this. If you can't find room in your scheme for Wu, then you're an idiot. No linebacker coaches at his pro day. I'm not sure what that means. Like, his linebacker coach became the head coach at Vanderbilt. So yeah, he wasn't there. He was at Vanderbilt. I don't know how that could be a knock. I don't know how they don't know that, right? They're supposed to like know everything, right? They don't know shit. 214. I'm pretty sure he clocked in at 221. I think 214 was his fall weight. His pro day was around 221. Mental lapses, not fast. That just screams this guy. I didn't watch tape. Go watch this screams I'm an idiot. I didn't watch the tape. I didn't see, I didn't see Owusu-Koramoah blow up plays left and right. And then tape is fun. Doesn't translate. Really? Wrecking shit up doesn't translate to the NFL? I mean, that's my biggest beef with the NFL, is that they absolutely take forever to evolve. I'm not going to get into it too much. I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to bitch about it anymore. I'm just going to sit back and be happy. I'm really happy for Owusu-Koramoah. The Browns is an up-and-coming team. You know, that's a good spot for him. And, I'm really, really happy for him getting this shot. And there's going to have to be a massive chip on his shoulder, and I would hate to be the guys that he's tackling, because you know deep down he's wondering what the fuck. Moving on, I mean, Notre Dame had five guys drafted tonight. So next guy up, Tommy Tremble. We kind of figured he was going in the third round. He went in the 83rd selection overall and went to the Carolina Panthers. He seems like a Matt Rhule kind of a guy. I mean, Matt Rhule's kind of like one of those, I don't want to say throwbacks, you know, but he's a tough and gritty guy, and Tommy Tremble is a tough and gritty cat, man. I mean, this is a guy who's a receiving tight end, but plays fullback. And yes, his pass catching abilities were the biggest question marks going into this draft. But they're also, I think it's the thing that he can fix the easiest. Like, you can't teach a guy to be, just tough as shit, but you can help a guy catch a ball. I mean, so I think the upside for Tommy Tremble is tremendous. I mean, a lot of people had him ranked a lot higher. So Carolina getting him, good spot. Carolina is also the home now to former USC Trojan Sam Darnold. And Trojans throwing balls. Anyways, there was a joke in there that was much better played on Twitter than on a podcast, apparently. But we're not done. I had suspected that Robert Hainsey was going to end up getting drafted in these first couple rounds, and I was right. I mean, a lot of people had him kind of pegged, you know, ranking wise, but you know, you never really do know, you know, who falls in love with who towards the end there. And with Hainsey, you know, playing, you know, his whole career at right tackle, and then Senior Bowl, he goes down there and they move him inside, and they do some work at center. I thought it was a huge upside for him. Like, I think that improved his draft stock tremendously, to be able to show how versatile he is. And so then the reigning world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, took him at pick number 95. And that's exactly what they're going to be looking for. I mean, a guy that I think that, you know, you put him inside a guard. Maybe he is a center in the long run. Maybe, you know, Hainsey did do work in fall camp at center. So, and also did it down at the Senior Bowl. So this is something that, you know, he's working towards and showing. And if you guys remember, you know, Robert Haynes, even though he's a Pittsburgh native, finished up his high school playing career down in Bradenton at IMG. So familiar with the area, you know, it's a good fit for him. So again, you know, five guys overall, and really the story for Notre Dame, it's not just the five guys in the first 100 picks, which is, you know, really, really, really good. It's just kind of the fact of, like, look at the offensive line. I mean, this is O-line U, right? Now, here's a great stat. And this came from Jason Sterrett on Twitter. He's the he's a college football editor over on The Athletic. He says, Notre Dame now has three O-linemen selected in the 2021 NFL draft, Eichenberg, Banks, and Hainsey. The 2021 Irish are the first school to produce three linemen taken within the first three rounds of a single draft since 2001 Michigan. So it's been 20 years since that's happened. Before Michigan in that 2001 NFL draft, it hadn't been done since Penn State in 1982. This is rarefied air. So, you know, congratulations to, you know, to Banks, to Hainsey, to Eichenberg, to Jeff Quinn, you know, and Kramer and Patterson as well. I mean, this that group to this program, to this consistency that Notre Dame's had, you know, over the years along the offensive line. It's really been tremendous. You know, just some other things, you know, just NFL draft picks through three rounds. Notre Dame had, you know, with those five, Notre Dame is only one below the entire Big 12 conference. Think about that for a minute. That's pretty impressive. Over the last eight drafts, Notre Dame has put nine offensive linemen selected in the top 100 in those last eight drafts. That's huge. And that's I mean, this just screams like offensive line factory. That's not a bad thing. I know it's not as sexy as the wide receivers and all that, but, you know, this is what we're supposed to be able to do well, and we're doing it well. They're getting the guys, they're developing the guys, they're putting them in the league. This is what you're supposed to do. And just overall, the most top 100 picks the past 10 years in the draft. Notre Dame's sitting at, what, fifth in the country? Yeah, Alabama with 59, Ohio State with 46, LSU with 41. Oh, tied for fourth. Excuse me. Notre Dame and Clemson both have 28. So it's the adage of, are you the worst best team or the best good team kind of a thing. You're sitting there at fourth, tied for fourth with Clemson for the most top 100 picks for the last 10 years. You talk about recruiting. Everyone talks about recruiting. Like, why can't you recruit this? Why can't this? Eventually that ends up with, what kind of talent do you have? And they seem to be putting really good talent into the league. Yes. Alabama's got you more than doubled. It is Alabama. I do not know what to say to that. You are not going to replicate anything that the Crimson Tide is doing. Stop comparing Notre Dame to Alabama. I realize if that's what, you know, national titles and all that, okay, whatever. But if you want to compare them stat-wise for what they're putting in the league and what the, how many five-stars they're getting recruiting, you're never going to be happy. It's never going to end up on the good side for Notre Dame, really. Unless you start knocking down specifics like we were doing with this three offensive linemen drafted in the first 100 picks. It's just stop doing it. But sitting back and looking at that, be impressed. Hey, by the way, these first 100 picks, one USC guy took. One. and it was the lineman going to the Jets in the first round. It was an impressive night for Notre Dame. After somewhat of an embarrassment on Thursday night, I mean, because it's a little embarrassing. You're expecting a guy to get drafted in the middle of the first round, and that doesn't go. That's a little embarrassing, and it's a little disheartening to have that happen, and then, boom, you own Friday night. That's impressive, and that's fantastic. That's great. So, really good night for Notre Dame. Not going to keep talking your ears off here. But I do want to say they're not done yet. This is the draft overall, like how many draft picks do you have? They really could be looking at one of the bigger totals in Brian Kelly era, maybe the most ever in Brian Kelly era. So, you know, we're looking at Ian Book, Ade Ogundeji, Tommy Kramer, Brock Wright, Ben Skowronek, Dalen Hayes, Sean Crawford, Nick McCloud, and Javon McKinley. Now, all those guys are going to get drafted. So I think nine is what I have been saying for a while. So four guys tomorrow in the next three rounds, you know, can it happen? Ian Book's probably going to get drafted. Ade Ogundeji's probably going to get drafted. Dalen Hayes, I'm going to say he's going to get drafted. That's three. You know, someone pull a trigger on Tommy Kramer and Brock Wright? I think someone does. And that would make it five, but I don't know. So I'm not going to get too in there. I haven't really been into the whole projecting prediction thing. Do not hold what I say to that with anything. Okay, it's just me talking shit mostly. But we're having fun with it. So I think that's it, man. I wanted to give you something happy to listen to. So today is the blue gold game. We're going to watch a glorified scrimmage and have some fun with that. And while that's going on, the draft is going on. So lots of stuff going on the site. So check that out. Just a reminder to get over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating, leave a review. But you know, this is a big day still Saturday, blue gold game, lots of stuff going on in these rounds. And it's just fun. So hopefully these, you know, 20 minutes or less or whatever, maybe you needed to go out and do, you know, run a few errands before you sat your ass in front of your Peacock streaming service and then whatever NFL draft network that you're watching to kind of round about your Saturday. Hopefully that helped. But anyways, good night. And it was a good night. So thanks again, and as always, go Irish.